And now your Federal News Radio cybersecurity update, mornings at 30 minutes past the hour, brought to you by Tripwire. Cybersecurity risks are like fruit flies. There are tons of them. They constantly mutate. IBM's X-Force keeps a constant eye on cyber threats, including the reported vulnerabilities in published software. Joining us with results from the first half of 2010, what they mean and how you can avoid them, IBM's Vice President of Security Strategy, Chris Lovejoy. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tom and Amy. Happy to be with you.
Now, let's talk about what you found in the latest X-Force report. By the way, probably one of the coolest names of any report we've covered here on the Federal Drive.
Thank you. We're very proud of them. Some very cool people, too. So, talking about what we found, I think if you were to sort of boil down the report and ask, you know, what does it all mean, I'd say that there are a few mega trends that sort of percolate to the top. I mean, the first thing that we're seeing is obviously there's a new complexity in malware that we really haven't seen before. The malware is much more resilient. It's modifying over and over again and contains highly sophisticated functionality like encryption and is increasingly being used to hijack PCs with bots and is actually self-modifying. So that's one mega trend. A second megatrend is that we're seeing a growing threat to online services affecting, both individuals as well as the industry more generally. And it's exacerbated by a real new level of sophistication in the attack techniques. And these attacks seem to be targeting new technologies like voice over IP, peer-to-peer services, online social networks. We see a lot of attacks targeting the financial sector in particular. A third megatrend is the emergence of a pretty sophisticated market for software flaws. So it seems like, sort of the barter and trade of these software flaws that can be used to carry out espionage and attack is growing, particularly in the area, of acquisition of zero-day threats and tools for cybercrime. And interestingly, computer skills are no longer necessary to actually execute the cybercrime. The tools themselves have become, so sophisticated. The fourth mega trend that we're seeing is, and this is the one that really keeps me up at night, is the, growing threat to critical infrastructure. The cybersecurity threats that we're seeing, I mentioned before, are becoming increasingly advanced. A motivation has been evolving. I think you've had some others on the show talk about the fact that, it's no longer about curiosity and about, claiming fame. It's about well-funded, well-organized operations who are, aiming at, the financial, political, critical infrastructure underbelly for some sort of technology gain or IP gain. And the target of these attacks seem to be common computing technologies, systems that are, very frequently penetrated by hackers and malware. And, what we're seeing is that traditional protective measures are really not enough to protect against these attacks.
Because operating systems have been the source of so many vulnerabilities up until now, but it sounds like the application software is becoming more dangerous or more exploited. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, this is the thing that, I've been in the security business for a really long time, and this is the one that keeps me scratching my head. Yes, absolutely. What we're beginning to see is that web application vulnerabilities are inching up. They're at about the 50% mark, and accounting for fully half of the vulnerability disclosures in the first half of 2010. What we're also seeing is that these web application vulnerabilities, which are the ones when exploited, cause the most harm. Now, this is where I take a step back and, talk to the industry and really say, shame on all of us. Because the reality is that if we were to think about security differently, and I'm going to jump the gun a little bit and talk about what it is that we can do to prepare ourselves, if we were to think differently about security and think about designing it in from the beginning, then a lot of what we're seeing in the marketplace today in the way of threats, vulnerabilities, exploits, really could be addressed. And so we talk about it within the context of something called secure by design. And secure by design is just the process of looking at security as you're developing your service, your applications, and building security inside. It is possible. And oh, by the way, from a cost perspective, it also makes a lot of sense. You know, I don't think people realize that, you know, the average cost in time and materials to address a security vulnerability after that vulnerability has been identified in a production arena is about $7,600 a defect, plus if that defect has been exploited, the cost of any lawsuits, you know, loss of customers, trust, damage to your brand. Meanwhile, if you had identified that same defect in a pre-production pre-production arena, it would cost you $80 a defect. So $7,600 versus $80. That's a big gap, number one. Number two is, you know, again, going back to the fact, these are the defects, the common defects that can be picked up by application assessment, you know, network assessment tools. You know, it's shame on us for not doing it, I think, in a more robust way.
Chris Lovejoy is IBM's Vice President of Security Strategy, and we're talking about these weaknesses and how to avoid falling victim to these threats. And what you said makes perfect sense, and I sensed a little bit of scolding in there, but I completely understand it, and that is it's got to be baked in from the beginning. But right now it's not. So what do we do with the stuff that we already have that doesn't have it already baked in? How are we careful?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, first of all, you have to adopt a life cycle approach. And what I tell people is that, cybersecurity, it's a very sexy topic. We all like talking about it. And I think sometimes we all get the Chicken Little complex. You know, we run around with our arms sort of waving in the air and we just don't know what to do. You know, we'll all say there's, you know, a million things to fix and there's a million tools to buy and we don't know where to start. And so what I always suggest to the folks I'm talking to is, you know, first of all, take a step back, be practical. Draw a circle around the most critical assets that you have within your organization and start with those. And what you need to do is make sure that the foundation has been built. Now, you know, what is the foundation? In the security world, there is a Pareto principle. And again, this is not something most people know. The Pareto principle is the 80-20 rule. And what it says is that if you implement a finite number of controls, you can provide the most value from a security perspective. Now what is that? So, you know, let's pretend you have an existing environment that you need to protect. Well, number one, you want to do routine threat and vulnerability assessments. What is that? Threat and vulnerability assessments are running tools against those systems, both at the application layer as well as the network layer.
Okay.
Identify critical issues and remediate them, patch them. Second, you want to make sure that you have a change and configuration management process wrapped around those systems. The number one source of problems within an IT infrastructure, quite frankly, isn't hackers, crackers, or anyone else doing anything malicious. It's IT administrators being human beings. They do dumb things. They do inadvertent things. And yes, sometimes they even do malicious things. The way to stop that behavior is to implement change in configuration, which is a way in which you automate the process of patching and changing, updating those systems, as well as capturing the configuration and making sure that there's no drift in the configuration over time.
Fascinating stuff. I wish we had more time. We'll have to have you back to follow up on some of these things. Chris Lovejoy is Vice President of Security Strategy at IBM. We thank you very much for that insight.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to join you.